Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Relax. It's just a bonus. It's a bonus. It's a, I ain't had to, but I did. You're welcome. Hold on.
When I say this to you, I'm saying this with all the respect and all honesty. The loudest in the room has never been the most attractive person. The loudest when it comes to how they show up in a space has never been the most secure person. Okay. All right. And there is a difference between the loudest person and the quiet ones. All right. Those who can do versus those who can't. People who can be who they say they are show up in it, period. You don't have to question their skills. You don't have to question if they're reliable. You don't have to question if they will do it. You don't have to question if they want to do it. It just shows up in their performance. It shows up in their attitude, and they're just solid. And when you're solid and you're able and you're living below your means, why would you complain about the expectation people have or require from you? So I think people who are complaining the most are the ones who don't want to do the work, don't want to put forward the effort, and don't want to have levels of betterment that they have to achieve in order to be the person that they say they are. So what you choose to do for the people you love is not really an outsider's business, or their opinion shouldn't matter as much as to why you do it. You're doing it because you want to do it for those people. You're doing it because you want to be that person in those people's lives, period. If you could, you would. But if you can't, you're loud about why you have to. You're loud about why somebody should be doing half or why you shouldn't have to do it at all. And that's just what it is. So when you see people having arguments back and forward with people who they're not even with, don't want to be with, but they want to make their point so valid and so loud all the time, it's just like, damn, just be okay with not doing it. Don't try to make everybody okay with the fact that you don't want to do it. If you don't want to do it for the people you're around, cool. If you don't want to do it for yourself, cool. But stop making it seem like people who want to do for other people or who want to achieve certain things are doing too much, or they're doing the most, or they're wasting their time. Because clearly they don't feel like that. And I think a lot of people today are power tripping when it comes to people who will and people who can do shit versus people who talk about why they have to do it. Why do I gotta do that? I think such and such to do this. First of all, we were all individually adulting before we met people that we want to be with or people that we are with. Why would you get with somebody that you have to question why you gotta do shit for them? That's the first question. So my question is, are you power tripping? Okay. When people feel unappreciated or they feel like they're losing control, they start pointing out like every little thing you do, belittling the people around you, and the energy is always on defense. And it's just like, okay, relax. I'm not taking anything from you. I'm not, my job is not to make you feel less than a woman or less than a man when I'm in the space. But clearly you're struggling on finding your footing, on why you're here, on what your value is. And I wish people would be just honest about what are you actually feeling. Are you feeling offended by me? Or are you feeling that by how I'm showing up in this space, it makes you feel like you're not doing enough? And if that's the case, that's a whole nother conversation. But then you have people with too much pride. And if you can't, or if you need help, I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk, we critique, we give feedback, we support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Nope. To me, you should be old enough to say that. Just because you can't now doesn't mean you won't be able to later. And a lot of people feel like it's this invisible clock on their back about when they should be able to do X, Y, and Z, when they should be able to have this car, when they should be able to buy this house, when they should be able to run this business. Baby steps. Because be honest about who you are. Be honest about what's on your plate. Be honest about where you are mentally. Can you mentally manage more? Be honest about the relationship. Can you afford a relationship where this person would require more? And it doesn't have to be money. It could be more time. It could be more effort. It could be more emotional connection, more intimacy. A lot of people are not ready for that, but they want these people that they see. They want these people that show up a certain way on social media. They want these people that are very social and in the space. Do you know what it's like to be with somebody who's super social? And you're not super social? You automatically feel obligated to match their energy. Okay? So be honest about the person you actually want to be with and why you want to be with them. What you see people do ain't really them. Some people put on a show. So when it comes to being secure in how you show up, 10 out of 10, I recommend it. Okay? Most people are in transactional friendships and relationships. Doing what you want for people just because it's authentic feels way better than doing something for... She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again. That returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know, time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better. Somebody so they can brag about it to other people that don't matter. Not expecting anything from it. That is the stunt. Being kind to people and not expecting them to do something for you because you were kind, that is the stunt. Only secure people know their value and are okay in how they show up with people. People who are not okay with how they do for people and those people don't do something for them later, I feel like they're moving from an insecure place. People bragging about what they would and what they want to do is coming from a limited mindset. Because if you see somebody doing more for someone else, why would you feel bad about that? A lot of people are not happy for people who are getting opportunities that they are not getting. And false opinions happen to great leaders all the time. And I think great leaders have to be very secure within themselves to be okay with false things being said about them all the time. That's just something that comes with it. So when it comes to just being better, be better. When it comes to people who talk but don't do, I don't mind that, because there has to be people who talk that don't do to separate the people who do what they say when they say they're going to do it. People who can do, who are quiet, are better, who are loud and don't do shit. And that's my whole point. Like, I could scroll through social media all the time, and it's just like the loud ones, the loud ones, the loud ones. Give them a few months, they're going to reveal themselves. They're going to fall off. The momentum is going to die down. People are going to see through them. So I would pick people who will and people who can do over the loudest in the room, over the flashiest person. Because if you really look at people who really have money, that's long. People who really have investments, that's long. They are not the flashiest people. They're very cool and collective. They keep shit very clean and minimal. And they don't talk a lot. But when they do talk, it's something worth listening to. Try that. Okay? This is just a bonus. My name is Shan. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a great day. You can find me at shanbpodden.com.